Ever pour hours into your website, make it look all fancy, but still feel like nobody's biting?
Yeah, like you're just throwing stuff out there, hoping something sticks.
Totally. And that's why we're diving deep today
into this piece called Does Your Website Convert? It's packed with good stuff.
It is. And by the end of this, you'll have the know-how to transform your site into a lean, mean converting machine.
No more shouting into the void. We're talking about attracting those dream clients.
And getting them to actually take action.
Right. No more window shoppers. We want buyers.
Okay, so the source really emphasizes this idea. Know your audience.
Oh, absolutely. Before you even think about like color schemes or fonts or anything.
Yeah, why is that so important?
Well, imagine, right? You walk into a store.
Okay.
Like a fancy boutique expecting designer clothes, and it's just wall-to-wall stuffed animals.
Nah.
It's jarring, right? And you're out of there.
Yeah, totally makes sense. A website needs to feel like it was made for the person visiting.
Exactly. So are you talking to like tech-savvy millennials or maybe more cautious baby boomers?
Or busy moms, entrepreneurs, artists?
Yeah, who are they? What are their needs? What keeps them up at night?
Because that's the stuff you need to speak to directly on your website.
It's all about connecting.
Okay, so then how do we actually get to know them, these ideal clients?
Well, the source mentions Google Analytics. You're familiar with that, right?
Sure. But beyond just like looking at how many people visit your site, what should we be paying attention to?
Well, think of it like a treasure map to your ideal customer.
Ooh, I like that.
What pages are they glued to? Where do they like bounce right off?
What are they searching for to even find you in the first place?
Right. You can even find out stuff like, are they on their phone, on their computer? What time of day are they browsing?
So much valuable information hiding in plain sight.
You can use all of that to actually create these things called user personas. They're like fictional characters based on real data.
Kind of like creating an avatar for your ideal client.
Exactly. Like, what are their goals, their frustrations, their dreams?
And that way you can almost picture them when you're designing your website.
You got it. Okay, so we've laid the groundwork with audience, but then comes the first impression.
The moment of truth. Someone lands on your website.
They've got like, what, 5 seconds to decide if they're staying or not?
Less than that, probably.
Right. The source called it a snap judgment, kind of like swiping left or right.
Ouch. So how do we make them swipe right every time?
Your homepage has got to be on point. Clean design, high quality visuals, and really clear messaging.
Simple, but powerful. Because if it's too cluttered or confusing, they're going to bounce faster than a
rubber ball on concrete.
Exactly. I think the source had a really good example about a headline for a cleaning service.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Instead of just a generic welcome to our site, it was something like,
enjoy a spotless home without the hassle.
Book your cleaning today. Something like that.
Way more compelling. It speaks directly to what people want.
Totally. And, you know, while we're talking about making things easy, we got to talk about mobile optimization.
Right, because who isn't on their phone these days?
More than half of web traffic comes from mobile devices, according to the source.
So if your website looks like a mess on a phone,
you're missing out on a huge chunk of potential clients.
Big time. The source talked about this thing called responsive design. What exactly does that mean?
Basically, it's like, imagine a website that can magically morph to fit any screen size.
So it looks great on my laptop, my tablet, and my phone, all without me having to like pinch and zoom and scroll sideways.
Exactly. That's responsive design. It's all about providing a smooth, seamless experience no matter what device someone's using.
I'm already thinking about my own website. I gotta check that.
Oh, definitely. And the source mentions a few things that are super important for mobile. Easy navigation.
Right, you don't want people getting lost in a maze and menus.
Readable text, like you shouldn't have to squint to read anything.
And fast loading times. Yeah. Nothing's more frustrating than waiting forever for a page to load.
Right, people have the attention spans of goldfish these days. If it doesn't load instantly, they're gone.
Okay, so we've got people landing on our site, they're impressed, they're browsing on their phone, everything's working smoothly. Now what?
Now comes the magic button, the call to action, or CTA.
The big moment, right.
This is where you tell people what you want them to do. Sign up for your email list, book a consultation, buy your product.
But it can't just be any old button.
No, it's got to be irresistible.
So how do we create that kind of CTA magic?
The source gives us a great framework. Three things to keep in mind.
Okay, lay it on me.
First, visibility. Your CTA should stand out, be easy to find.
Got it. So no hiding it in the footer or blending it in with the background.
Exactly. Second, action-oriented language. Strong verbs, you know? download, register, get started.
Words that make people want to click. I feel like I need to print this out and stick it on my wall.
Mm-hmm. Do it. And third, a compelling value proposition. You're not just telling them what to do. You're telling them why they should do it.
What's in it for them?
Right. Like, unlock your free trial is way more enticing than just submit.
So much better. I'm already thinking about how I can revamp my own CTAs.
That's what it's all about. And remember, this is an ongoing process.
We're never really done, are we?
Nope. Always testing, tweaking, improving. The online world's constantly evolving, and we got to keep up.
So true. Well, I think we've covered a ton of ground today.
Yeah, we've gone deep.
From really understanding your audience and making a killer first impression, to optimizing for mobile and crafting those irresistible calls to action.
It's all connected.
It is. And it all comes back to this idea of turning your website into a conversion machine.
Because what's the point of a beautiful website if it's not actually doing anything for your business?
Exactly. So before we go, I want to leave you with a little challenge. Think about one small change you can make to your website today based on everything we've talked about.
It could be anything, like tweaking your headline, making your CTA pop, checking your mobile responsiveness.
Just one small tweak, but it could make a big difference. So get out there and optimize, everyone.
Happy converting.
We'll see you next time for another deep dive.